live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council is warning residents in the coastal areas of Donegal Town and Killybegs to take precautions ahead of Storm Callum's arrival. The government and the Garda Estates management have been urged to prioritise the building of a new Garda station in Carndonagh. Serious concern has been raised in Strabane after drug paraphernalia was discovered at a children's play park in the town. And the Board of Management at Gaelscoil Buncrana says the entire school community has been fielded following the sale of the preferred site for the Buncrana Education Campus. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Horgan coming up at about 5:15. But first, our top story this evening. Minister John Halligan has met with a delegation of parents from the Milford catchment area and confirmed the school transport issue will be resolved. Over 30 pupils have been left without bus tickets, even though it's claimed the vast majority qualify as of right. Arrangements are now being made to provide the necessary service. During their visit to Dáil Éireann today, the parents also met with a number of Donegal public representatives. Maria Jones is a spokesperson for the parents. She says this is the breakthrough they've been waiting for.
Minister Halligan shook hands with us and said that he has given the go-ahead for his officials to go ahead, and the fine details will be sorted in the next couple of days, but there will be transport provided for our children in the Chairman Kilmacrennan area. It probably will take a little bit of time, but we are happy to say that it has been achieved.
It's been a long campaign. It's taking a lot of work from within the community. You're happy that this has reached the resolution it has?
We are. We're delighted. And we were met here today by Pat the Cope, Padraig McLaughlin and Charlie McConlogh. And we also met Joe McHugh. They all have worked tirelessly to make sure this is delivered for us.
Donegal County Council's crisis management team has met today in preparation for the arrival of Storm Callum. An orange weather warning is in place for Donegal from 10 o'clock tonight, with strong winds and heavy rain being forecast, leading to a risk of flooding. With coastal areas of South Donegal most at risk, the council has closed the Pier car park in Donegal Town, with businesses and residents in coastal areas of Donegal Town and Killybegs being urged to take precautions. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
Based on information available, the council says the areas most susceptible to flooding this evening and into tomorrow are the coastal areas of Donegal Town and Killybegs. Council is urging residents in those areas to be prepared and to take necessary precautions. The authority is also delivering sandbags to locations which are liable to flooding. It's predicted that peak winds will reach Donegal at 12 noon tomorrow. People are being urged to take extra care while outdoors during this weather event. The council is urging all motorists to drive with extreme care, allow extra time for journey, and watch out for fallen branches and debris on roads, with a risk of fallen trees also. Homeowners, property owners and businesses are being asked to take precautions to ensure any loose items are secured.
And Storm Callum's arrival tonight is earlier than average for storm season. Last month, Storm Ali kicked off the season over a month ahead of time. Met Erin is warning people to take the orange status seriously. Meteorologist Siobhan Ryan says there has been a shift in weather at this time of year.
It's quite rare in the sense that things have kicked off quite early this particular season. So it seems to me we're a month ahead of time, maybe even a month and a half ahead of time. Really, it's kind of early November that things go downhill here in Ireland. Mid-November is when winter, even though it's still not into the depths of winter at that point, that's when things really kick off in Ireland normally. But as you saw last year, we had Ophelia, and that was mid-October. So things have shifted.
The Board of Management at Gaelscoil Buncrana says the entire school community has been fielded following the sale of the preferred site for the Buncrana Education Campus. There had been ongoing discussions between the owners, Donegal ETB, Donegal County Council and the Department of Education, but not for the first time, the board says. The will and commitment to deliver the site was lacking. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In a statement issued this afternoon, the Board of Management of Gaelscoil-Buncrana says while a preferred site was selected in 2016, after 2 long years of meetings, negotiations and planning, there is neither the will nor the commitment to deliver the site, which is a linchpin of the campus initiative. The statement says they had been led to believe by the Department of Education, even in recent weeks, that negotiations between the County Council and the vendor were reaching a positive conclusion, and they were as shocked as anyone to learn that the site had been sold to a third party. The statement notes that the process of consultation between Donegal County Council and the Department of Education, known as the Memorandum of Understanding, is designed to expedite site acquisition for public buildings. However, the board say it has failed them miserably. The statement concludes access to education in an education setting is a fundamental right which is currently being denied our pupils. Our pupils' parents and staff deserve better.
The Taoiseach says the communications minister left himself open to allegations of a conflict of interest in how he handled the awarding of the contract for the National Broadband Plan. Minister Dennis Naughton this morning revealed details to the Taoiseach of several private dinners with David McCourt, a bidder in the process. One of the dinners took place at Mr. McCourt's home. There were no officials present and no notes taken during the meetings. Leo Radker told The Dáil Dennis Naughton's actions left him with no choice but to seek his resignation.
I've no doubt that his intentions were honourable at all points, but I do believe he left himself open to allegations of a conflict of interest and an inappropriate relationship with Mr. McCourt, which could have in turn brought the process into question, thus potentially jeopardising the project in entirety. Ultimately, as Minister, he had a decision-making role, and it would have been his responsibility to bring to Cabinet the memo to gain the approval for government for the awarding of any contract.
Transport Infrastructure Ireland and Donegal County Council are being urged to take action on a dangerous stretch of road outside Ardraw. The road near Brackey Bridge has seen a number of crashes in recent years. In the past few weeks, residents say a wall was damaged when a car hit it. An hour earlier, children have been standing at that same spot waiting for a school bus. Paddy is a resident in the area. He says while there are long-term plans for the road, short-term action is needed.
12 months ago, that wall was knocked as well, with another car losing control on the corner. And previous to that, there was a chain link fence on it with concrete uprights, you know, and that was knocked as well there. You know, there's a problem with the road, you see. It's when they lose control, it goes into a skid, and you lose control of your car.
What do locals conclude needs to be done, Paddy?
Well, there's a long-term program for that bridge, DC, like, you know, it's on the cards, like, you know, but when that's to happen. But the solution, my short-term solution for that is a coating of this pebble gravel, like, on both sides leading to the bridge, leading from the Killybeg side and from the Ardraw side, which we done now at another corner leading into Ardraw, closer to Ardraw, at Maloney's shop and filling station there. A number of accidents had happened there as well. They had video footage of the accidents happening there. So they were brought to the NRA, and so they moved on that then, and they put a coating of gravel both sides of the road, and they haven't had an accident there since.
The government and the Garda Estates Management have been urged to prioritise the building of a new Garda station in Carndonagh. The current station has been deemed unfit for purpose by Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn, with concerns over health and safety and station security raised in the past. At a recent meeting of JPC and his show members, representations were made to retain Gardaí in Carndonagh. Proposals were also put forward to temporarily rehouse the occupying Gardaí in Clonmanagh Garda station to allow for remedial works to be carried out in Carndonagh. Councillor Albert Doherty says at this stage the station is beyond remedial works.
What it was a consultation that was urged by the Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn between the elected reps and the JPC in relation to a temporary relocation of all Garda personnel to Clonmanagh to allow for remedial works at the present Carndonagh Garda station. The aim, of course, was that we wanted to improve the working conditions of the members of the Gardaí working in Carndonagh with the associated benefits for the local community. But she also wanted to hear her views on these proposals. Her views would be that, in keeping with the findings of Chief Super McGinn, yes, Carndonagh Garda station is a small building. Yes, it has been the subject of adverse health and safety reports. Yes, there have been issues of station security. And yes, there are limited opportunities for the public to park in the area. And yes, the station in its present state, the reality is that it's not fit for purpose. Cairn Dunna Garda Station is past remedial works. What we need now is a new Garda Station for Cairn Dunna.
And it is indeed vital that a new Garda Station is delivered in order to retain these services in Cairn Dunna.
Yes, it is vital, especially with the way the policing has been organised for North Inishowen. The Cairn Dunna Station and its personnel service the areas of Clonmany and in Mallon and in Bochan and Codaff, as well as Cairn Dunna. And it is just necessary for us to have a location and a Garda face based in the town of Cairn Dunna.
Serious concern has been raised in Strabane after drug paraphernalia was discovered at a children's play park in the town. A local parent came across the paraphernalia while walking through Courtry Park this morning. Both the police and the council have been contacted regarding the matter. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says this is an ongoing issue and one that needs to be addressed urgently.
To hear of this is hugely, hugely worrying. We're all aware that in each and every one of our towns and cities there is issues and trouble with drugs, and something that we all need to work to deal with and to remove from our streets. But this is a worrying revelation for parents. This morning, and certainly I flagged it and my concerns with the PSNI, who have been out and have searched the park and have removed anything that is there, but also have assured me that they're going to keep a closer eye on this particular play area.
Quite fortunate that a parent came across this paraphernalia this morning. Could have been quite a different story had a child come across it.
Absolutely, and children have curious minds, as you know. They would lift anything that's lying there, and have done so in the past, I'm sure, in many different areas. That is entirely unacceptable. Children are the most innocent, most vulnerable of us all, and certainly we should ensure that they have clean and safe play areas and general public areas as well. This is something that has been going on for quite some time, and it's something that with the local council and with the PSNI and the community, that something needs to be done.
The Disclosures Tribunal has found two senior Gardaí acted together in a campaign to damage the reputation of Garda whistleblower Maurice McCabe. Former Garda Commissioner Martin Colnan and former Garda Press Officer Dave Taylor have been criticised in the Tribunal's report. Stephanie Rowan has been looking at the findings.
The Disclosures Tribunal has been examining if senior Garda management engaged in a campaign to smear the reputation of Garda whistleblower Maurice McCabe. It's found the former Garda Press Officer Dave Taylor had an agenda and was a witness whose credibility was completely undermined by his own bitterness. It says his then boss, the former Garda Commissioner Martin Callanan, did make derogatory remarks to certain individuals about Maurice McCabe. It says the men acted together to denigrate the character of the Garda whistleblower. Sinn Féin leader Marilyn MacDonald says the revelations are disturbing.
The reality is that Maurice McCabe was targeted, was vilified, and that this strategy emanated at the heart of An Garda Síochána. I mean, that's absolutely shocking.
The report also found there's no evidence that then Deputy Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan played any hand, act or part in any smear campaign. In terms of the former Justice Minister, Frances Fitzgerald, it found she resigned selflessly in the national interest in November 2015. And when it comes to Maurice McCabe himself, the Tribunal says he's a fine police officer, a genuinely public-spirited individual and a man of integrity.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. With a mega giveaway voucher, there's great discounts and a chance to win a €500 voucher. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 16 minutes past five and time's the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Gaelic Games, the draw for the 2019 Ulster Senior Football Championship will take place this evening. All eyes will be on the North West Counties, who impressed over the summer. Donegal go into the draw as the defending champions after Declan Boner, who was in his first year in charge, managed the county to a ninth Anglo-Celt Cup. Neighbours Tyrone had a disappointing Ulster campaign, but went on to reach the All-Ireland final through the back door, only to be defeated by Dublin. The two teams drawn in this year's 2019 preliminary round will be exempt from the preliminary round in 2020 and 2021. The draw will be live on RTE this evening at 8:30. Moving on to soccer, and the Republic of Ireland under-21's hopes of qualifying for the European Championships are all but over. Noel King's side went down 3-1 today and away to Israel in Group 5 this afternoon. Ronan Hale with the goal for Ireland. Ireland needed to, for Ireland to finish second and secure a possible playoff berth, they need Norway to lose to both Germany and Azerbaijan and then themselves defeat Germany away on Tuesday. Well, in the senior setup, Martin O'Neill has no injury concerns ahead of Saturday's Nations League meeting with Denmark. Shane Long took a full part in training in Abbottstown today, having sat out the previous sessions with an ankle knock. Back locally, Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan is hoping that the 3-week layoff from competitive football won't affect their chances of gaining a decent away result against Drogheda United tomorrow evening. It's the first leg of a promotion playoffs with the second game at Finn Park on Friday week, the 19th of October. Harps have injury concerns over Mark Tumlin and Mark Coyle. Harps manager Ollie Horgan told Highland Radio's Oisin Kelly it's been a difficult build-up and is hoping for a good result.
Yeah, difficult. There's no point in saying anything different. You know, we had 3 weeks off where effectively, you know, both management and players, they know there's no game at the weekend. And both financially and football-wise, it was difficult to try and manage. Now, it's something new to us. It's probably new to any team to be waiting 3 weeks before you play a knockout game. The other side of it is that if we went into the quarterfinal of the playoff, which would have kept us playing, there was no guarantee you'd come through that either, as Shelburne found out. But it was difficult, Jeff. There's no point in me saying anything different. But come Friday, please God, we'll try and get back to the standard we were at before the break. But that's easier said than done.
Kick-off tomorrow night's 7:45. Dermot Doherty will have live commentary from that game. Well, the Finn Harps under-17s, they'll play their Airtricity under-17 league semi-final against Galway United at Eamon DC Park on Sunday week, October the 21st. It has a 3 o'clock kick-off. Declan Boyle's team booked their place in the last four after a super 4-2 quarter final victory over Bray Wanderers at the Carlisle grounds last week. The Harps under-17s remain on course for the double after having already won the National Mark Farren Cup last month. Gavin Grant, he's been named as Watson's Menswear Ulster Senior League Player of the Month for September. Grant has had 5 goals already this season and is settling well into life at Bonagie United. Plucked away from a schoolboy club, Letterkenny Rovers, over the summer months by new Bonagie boss Jason Gibson, Grant has excelled in his newfound role as centre forward. Grant scored twice against Swally Rovers and Finn Harps reserves and was among the goal scorers in last Monday's 3-1 victory over Derry City reserves. In other news, First Division side Wexford FC have appointed Brian O'Sullivan as their new manager. The Waterford native has previously managed the likes of Bluebell United and Malahide United. He succeeds Damien Locke, who departed the club earlier this year. Wexford finished second from bottom in the second tier this season. Cross Channel Spurs have confirmed defender Jan Vertonghen will miss about 2 months of action. He injured his hamstring in their Premier League game with Huddersfield Town last month. The club have revealed today he's set to return to fall training in December. And former Aston Villa chairman Sir Doug Ellis has died at the age of 94. Having spent 2 spells in the role, he sold the club to American businessman Randy Lerner in 2006 and became life president. He was nicknamed Deadly Doug, having earned a reputation for quickly disposing of managers. And Thierry Henry, he's primed to take over as Monaco head coach. The club today sacked Leonardo Jardim following a run of 4 straight defeats that leaves them in the League One relegation zone. During his 4 years in charge, Jardim led Monaco to the French title and a semi-final spot in the Champions League. In golf, the 108th Irish PGA Championships taking place this week in Galway Bay Resort in Galway. Richard Kilpatrick of Banbridge is leading the way. He's in 4 under par after shooting a 68 today. The local lads from Donegal, Brian McElhinney, he's from the North West Golf Club. He's just 4 shots off the lead on level par. Michael McGeady, he's 5 shots off the lead on 1 over. In the European Tour, it's the British Masters this week taking place in Wall. Walton Heath, and Matt Wallace, who's been showing great form this season. He leads the way on 5 under par. He's one ahead of a group of players, including Ryder Cup player Tommy Fleetwood. The best of the Irish is Paul Dunne. He's in 2 under par. Patrick Harrington's 1 over, and Shane Lowry's 1 over through 13. The PGA Tour this week, they're in Kuala Lumpur. It's the CIMB Classic, and leading the way in this one after a 63 today, Bryson Bourgeois, and he's 1 clear of Austin Cook, who shot a 64 to sit on 8 under par. In rugby, the return of captain Jonathan Sexton is one of 9 changes made to the Leinster team for tomorrow night's Heineken Cup Champions Cup opener with Wasps. The other changes to the back sees Gary Ringrose, Jordan Larmour and Luke McGrath come into the side. In the Youth Olympics, Mona McSherry has qualified 5th fastest for the semi-finals of the 50-metre freestyle in Buenos Aires. The Sligo swimmer won her heat this afternoon and will return for the semi-finals around 10:30 tonight. Finally, for this evening in cycling, Sam Bennett has extended his overall lead in the Tour of Turkey by picking up a 2nd consecutive stage victory. The Irish rider won today's 3rd stage into Marimas, beating his closest rival, Max Richez, in a bunched sprint finish. Bennett holds a 10-second lead on general classification over Richez with a claim to Saluk to finish tomorrow's 4th stage. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, a mix of bright or sunny spells and isolated showers for the rest of today. It will become very windy tonight as south to southeast winds increase strong to gale force with lowest temperatures of 8 or 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Minister John Holligan has met with a delegation of parents from the Milford catchment area and confirmed the school transport issue will be resolved. Over 30 pupils have been left without bus tickets, even though it's claimed the vast majority qualify as of right. Arrangements are now being made to provide the necessary service. Donegal County Council's crisis management team has met today in preparation for the arrival of Storm Callum tonight. With coastal areas of South Donegal most at risk, the council has closed the Pier car park in Donegal Town, with businesses and residents in coastal areas of Donegal Town and Killybegs being urged to take precautions. The Board of Management at Gaelscolbon Crana says the entire school community has been fielded following the sale of the preferred site for the Buncrana Education Campus. There have been ongoing discussions between the owners, Donegal ETB, Donegal County Council and the Department of Education, but not for the first time, the board says. The will and commitment to deliver the site was lacking. And the government and the Garda Estates management have been urged to prioritise the building of a new Garda station in Carndonagh. The current station has been deemed unfit for purpose by Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn, with concerns over health and safety and station security raised in the past. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 11th of October. The death has taken place of John Gallagher, Marcus Owen, Derry Hassan Moore, Downings. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny at 8 o'clock this evening, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, reposing until funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11, followed by interment in Meva Graveyard. The death has taken place of Dimna Harper, Ballantyre Square, Ballantyre Avenue, Dublin 16, formerly of Ruski Convoy. Her remains will repose at her sister Philomena Patton's residence at 25 Hillhead Castle Finn from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Castle Finn for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred in Henley-on-Thames, England, of Paddy McGinty, Paddy Sally, formerly of Drim, Cumeen Glen Finn. Burial will take place in Henley-upon-Thames on a date to be confirmed. The death has occurred of John Horace McKinley, 74, Drumcern Road, Limavady, formerly of Ruski Newton Cunningham. Funeral service at his sister Muriel Stevenson's home at 116 Bullair Road, Limavady, on Saturday morning at 11, followed by burial in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church Cemetery, arriving there at approximately 1 o'clock. Family Fires only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke, K. Rov Robinson Funeral Directors, Limavady. The death has taken place of Joe Barron, Green Hill, Dunfanaghy. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, on Saturday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is strictly private, please, family only. The death has occurred of Deirdre Dillon, 16, Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 20 to 2 to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Fires only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the ICU and Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Cornelius Neely Doherty, 33, Castle Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral tomorrow morning, leaving his home at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of John Nixon, 26, Marianas Park, Derry. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in Holy Family Church, Ballymacroarty. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Marie Curie, care of Mrs. Joan Doherty, 20 Dunhue Park, Victoria Road.